This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
One of the best loved of all Tennessee authors, James Rufus Agee, was born in 1909 in Knoxville at Highland Avenue and 15th Street, which was later renamed James Agee Street. When Agee was just 6 years old, his father died in an automobile accident. Many years later, Agee's best-known novel, titled A Death in the Family, which was based on this tragedy, won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. From age 7, James was sent off to boarding schools. He attended St. Andrew's School for Mountain Boys in Suwanee, Tennessee, then attended Knoxville High School for 1 year before being sent to Phillips Exeter Academy, a boarding school in New Hampshire. At Phillips Exeter, Agee was president of the Lantern Club and editor of the Monthly, where his first short stories, plays, poetry, and articles were published. Despite barely passing many of his high school courses, he was admitted to Harvard University. Soon after graduation from Harvard in 1932, Agee was hired by Time Incorporated as a reporter. Relocating to New York City, he wrote many articles for Fortune magazine. During these years, he was twice married, divorced, and fathered one son. In the summer of 1936, Agee spent 8 weeks on assignment living among the dirt-poor sharecroppers in Alabama. Although Fortune magazine did not publish his article about this experience, Agee later turned the material into a book titled Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. At the time, the book didn't sell well at all, but today it is recognized as Agee's masterpiece and has been placed among the greatest literary works of the 20th century. His account of rural Southerners enduring grinding poverty, chronic illnesses, lack of health care, and deepening debt is profoundly moving. Let Us Now Praise Famous Men was also the inspiration for the Aaron Copland opera, The Tender Land. Agee's later career as a screenwriter was curtailed by his alcoholism. Nevertheless, he's credited on two critically acclaimed films of the 1950s, The African Queen and The Night of the Hunter. A hard drinker and a chain smoker, Agee suffered a fatal heart attack in a taxicab in New York City in 1955. He was just 45 years old. Here's a paragraph from James Agee's book, A Death in the Family. How far we all come. How far we all come away from ourselves. So far, so much between, you can never go home again. You can go home, it's good to go home, but you never really get all the way home again in your life.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.